This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey everybody, this is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Have you ever woken up to notification sounds from your phone only to discover that there are payment alerts? Now, that is the kind of alert that you don't mind getting woke up from. So whether it is somebody new coming into, say, a network marketing opportunity, a payment that you've got from affiliate marketing, a payment that you've gotten from, say, a digital marketing product, whatever it is, it really doesn't matter. But here's the thing. If you can turn a digital product into something that sells 24/7, that is exactly something that you want to do. So why does this matter? Digital products are the ultimate expression of working smarter, not harder. Unlike trading hours for dollars, digital products let you create once and sell indefinitely. So for solopreneurs and side hustlers, this means breaking free from the time for money trap. There are billions of dollars earned from digital downloads, templates, courses, and they're just seeing more and more massive growth. But here's what matters most, your unique perspective. After all, this is Market You First. So your experience and your perspective have values that others will gladly pay for. You just got to find the right people. So whether you're a graphic designer, a fitness coach, a financial consultant, packaging your expertise digitally opens doors to income streams that you probably haven't ever imagined. So here are going to be three key takeaways that are going to help you with this. Find your digital sweet spot. Cross-reference what you know well, what you enjoy explaining, and what others are struggling with. And that intersection is gold. Okay. So for example, if you're a photographer who excels at lighting setups, create Lightroom presets or a PDF guide on perfect indoor portraits. Now, the next thing is number two, start small, then expand. So you could begin with a very simple, say $7 to $27 PDF guide or a template before attempting a $9.97 course. Okay. So test market interest with low risk offers. Okay. So you could essentially go out there and maybe start something that's a $9 meal planning template and fund your entire ecosystem. Okay. But number three is build once and distribute widely. So create your core content, then adapt it to multiple formats. So think of, say, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Okay. There are Chicken Soup for the Soul for teachers. There's Chicken Soup for the Soul for students. And it goes on and on and on. One of the absolute best-selling things out there. So a single workshop could become a PDF guide, audio download, template package, an email course. It's all about repurposing. Okay. So each format reaches a different buyer with different learning preferences. And how do you market you first and make this personal? Your digital products should showcase your unique approach and personality. Don't just create another generic social media template or a business planner. Instead, infuse your specific methodology into everything you create. So if you're a nutritionist with a passion for busy parents, your meal planners should reflect that audience and their challenges. So the magic happens when your digital product solves a problem in a way that only you could create. All right. So, people are going to buy your digital products, not just for the information, but for your specific lens on that information. That's why YouTube videos and paid courses on the same topic can coexist. It's why there's a McDonald's next to a Burger King, a Menards next to a Lowe's. I mean, just think about how it works. People pay for the curated path of the information that they want. All right. All right. So here's your call to action. What I want you to do is write down three problems that you help people solve, then pick one that would be the easiest to package into a digital format. Now, you may not know what that is yet, but it's okay. You can go through and you can do trial and error. But on that first one, spend 15 minutes outlining what that digital product might include. Don't worry about technology or platforms yet. Just map out the value that you can deliver. Okay. then you can share it with a friend. You can put it online and see if it's something that people would want. If you want, you're more than welcome to send it to me and I can take a look at it for you. But here's the thing. Just do it. If any of this has been helpful today, don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. After you're done listening to the podcast, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can put in your name and your email address, and get on our insider emails. I'll provide you with all the tips, tricks, and nuggets I find. If you have questions, on that same page, WesWyatt.com, just go to the bottom right. You'll see a little thought bubble. That is my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I'll get back to you very promptly. And last but certainly not least, go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this and all podcasts, posts, and info I provide. And thank you for being part of another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until we meet next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day. We'll be right back.